Real Moms of Bravo. Real Moms of Bravo. Real Moms of Bravo.
Real Moms of Bravo.
Hello, happy day. Let's talk about some headlines. Let's start with BravoCon. We got word this week that BravoCon is happening in 2025, November, back in Vegas. We've been hearing rumblings of this actually for some time, so I wasn't shocked by the news.
Yeah, we kept hearing things from it was going to get hard to keep it like fresh with the panels and stuff if they did it annual. And then the Olympics happening this year, NBC, which, you know, NBC Universal owns Bravo, was getting like kind of all the people they would pull from for sponsorship for BravoCon. They were really draining their pockets with the Olympics. And so it was just going to be too many things competing for basically sponsorship money, which makes sense. Also, I kind of like the idea that maybe it's going to be every 2 years, make it a little bit more special and a chance to mix it up a little bit.
I agree with that. We had the best time in Vegas. The setup and everything about it was amazing. But in terms of the panels and the content of that, it didn't feel as fresh per se. Like, so I think having a lag in time is good. And truthfully, we've been talking about this. We have got a couple shows in production right now. I don't know when they're all going to like go live. So I also feel like filming schedules and whatnot, it kind of makes sense to kind of put a pause on that.
Yeah. And I mean, I was saying to Vanessa, like, I hope I can make it. It is kind of like, so it could be the perfect storm for us because we actually turned 40 that year. So it could be really fun to celebrate in Vegas, but also like we both want to do a trip for our 40th. So I'm like, we're really hoping to be there. But I will say for those of you that want to go or haven't gone, start saving now. It is not cheap. I think we all know that by now. The tickets aren't cheap. Vegas isn't cheap in terms of like food and stuff there. But it is it's such a great experience. And I'm really curious to see what they're going to do with these like watch parties and have more like smaller like ways.
Mini BravoCons.
Yeah, mini. Right now, it looks like it's just LA and New York. I would love it if they would add Chicago.
I mean, I know. I feel like add Chicago. Like, come on. Midwest.
I mean, clearly,
like add it. So yeah, be on the lookout for that. And we'll obviously share some more information as that comes out.
All right, let's discuss Brittany and Jax. So at first I was like, this split to me screams publicity. Then when I saw her Watch What Happens Live, I was like, no, she's like fighting back tears. She's getting choked up. Like, this seems really real to me. Now I don't know what the hell to believe. I think that like this whole like Jax is commenting up of just a dumpster fire of stuff. Like, I mean, I can't even like, I don't even want to get into like a debate about some of the can of worms he is opening with some of the stuff right now. But like, he's commenting like crazy. They did a podcast episode together. She's on her like media publicity tour talking about the marriage, saying they had sex twice a year, all these things. I'm like, ugh, now to me, it's screaming desperate. I think they were going to split up either way, but I think they're going about it in a sense of like, we need to keep our show going and we both need to be relevant to continue making money. And
I'm like I said, I'm stealing this from the Smith sisters, but yeah, he's given Jada Pinkett with the details. We don't need to know all this stuff. It's like Rebel Wilson's memoir. There's a lot of things we as viewers don't want to know. I don't care. Jax also recently commented, because part of his dumpster fire that's happening right now, he had liked a comment that says you should have married Stassi or something like that. And he said it was an accident. He was quickly liking things. And I don't know. Okay. But I think they're better off apart. Kind of wish them well, but I don't see this. I don't know. I just don't see it happening. But maybe to keep the stories coming and the Us magazine covers coming, they're going to say we're back together stronger than ever. And like,
I don't think we'll get that yet. That might be a season 4. Mark my words, season 2, we will have a moment where Jax and Brittany hook up. And then it's going to be like a whole, what are we? We still have feeling. Like, it's going to be a lot of that. All right. Next one, Joe. Also, theme of trying to stay relevant. Joe on Rachel's podcast. I'm like, ugh, like it's giving desperate.
It was giving desperate. And okay, so here are a few highlights from that. She says that she was asked to be on the show and finally agreed so that she could tell her story because she was sick of being silenced. She felt violated by Sheena taking off her hat. Okay, so she doesn't get the mean girl energy. Her and Schwartz don't talk anymore. Not shocked. She said Schwartz lied about their relationship. Ariana said nothing to her at the reunion. She said Lala was calling out everyone at the reunion, even Sheena. Joe said Schwartz told her off camera that he was going to wear a red wristband, then decided to wear a green one at the singles party. Schwartz told Joe he didn't make out with a girl at the singles party when he came home that night. Schwartz hid the relationship the entire time, wouldn't return to VPR unless they paid her $1 million. And she said the ratings are good only because of Rachel. Thanks to Rachel.
That's a bit of a reach, but yeah. Okay, Joe. I'm like, why were you at the reunion? I don't know. Like, there was a reason why you agreed to film. You wanted to be part of this. Like,
okay, Joseph. Like, I'm like, if you're mad at anyone, be mad at Tom Schwartz.
Yeah.
Or the way he played you. Don't start being like, yes, the girls weren't super nice. I'm not going to deny that. But focus your anger towards Tom Schwartz.
Yeah.
Come on, Joseph. Like, focus your anger.
I mean, also, you were seen going to Tahoe with Rachel Sandoval Schwartz. And you were there and while the like affair was happening. So like, and for her to be like, well, I thought they were broken up. It wasn't like I was gonna be like, okay, come on, Sandoval. If you thought
that she would say it.
Yeah. Like she's like, there's something about her that I'm like, I need to pinpoint like a, what like her nervous energy stems from.
It's like but, a Kristen Wiig character.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, you're a real person. It's like wild. Like
wild. It is wild.
But like, I just feel like you're going to use that as your excuse. You thought they were broken up. Then didn't you think it was crazy when you found out they weren't? Like, I think just make a statement about that. Like,
yes. And of course, that didn't come up on the podcast.
Yeah. So. Well, right. Why would Rachel bring that up?
Exactly. So I don't know. Bye, Joseph. I think we're good. I don't think
you didn't need to be
at the reunion.
Also wanting to stay relevant, Monica, when on the Nick Viall podcast, we will spare you our feelings on that podcast in general. But we didn't listen to it. I was waiting for more like, God bless the people that listen to some of these podcasts. And then they like write out the whole like review, like the people who've done that for Joe on Rachel's podcast. But the big shock is Monica's pregnant with baby number 5. She kind of had a bit of a fling with the person she met doing the snowball fight that they filmed at for Salt Lake City. And she is now, she is expecting baby number 5, you know.
I was shocked. Yeah. You know what's funny is like the teaser for this is going to make headlines. And I wasn't expecting that to be the headline. But Zach Peters found out who the baby daddy is. He is 29. His name is Braxton Knight, which sounds to me like an R&B singer. But they met while she was filming. He works at some sort of ski resort. And yeah, it's just Monica. The one thing that's funny to me, I will say, like, again, love and light. However, so she says she found out on this podcast. She said she found out by going to like urgent care ER, like didn't know she was pregnant. That's how she found out. But then Monica did this pregnancy announcement video when she already knew, which was clearly for the content.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, also it's your 5th kid. Like, I didn't see her pee. Like, that was kind of gross that we see her pee in the cup. But she did, like, 7 tests all from, like, the same cup. It's like, well, maybe do 2 because if you get conflicting results. But, like, I don't know if I would use the same sample for that many tests. To me, just, like, I was like, oh, were you trying to get, like, a Clear Blue Easy, like sponsored post out of it? It was just a little bizarre.
It was definitely a bit strange.
I will say shout out to Bravo by Betches. Dylan made the, revelation that because Monica's pregnant, she will not be on Traitors season 3, which we all were like, oh, that's where she could be headed next. Like, she would have been perfect for Traitors.
Oh, she would have been amazing Traitors. But yes. Okay, so let me get your thoughts because everyone's like, oh my God, we need Andy in a camera. Like, Rihanna was quoted this week, which we need to talk about some sound bites from that interview, but she was like, Monica should come back. If Tom Sandoval is on, like, why shouldn't, like, Monica should be back?
I think that's like comparing apples and oranges, and I love you, Riri. But like, I think the reason why Monica isn't coming back is it's a very slippery slope to find out someone secretly had a troll account about the people they're filming with and then still let them back on. Like, it just like, I don't know. I think it's a very slippery slope and it sets a precedent that this is okay. And it's like, you know, the online bullying. I don't know. There's like, it's a lot to it. I don't necessarily, I mean, this is wild. I don't know if I necessarily need to see it play out, but I'm more coming from the space of like, I feel sorry for her oldest daughter who is already, I think, raising a lot of her siblings. And now it's like, I don't know, it's not nearly as bad as this and not about the abuse piece of it, but it's like, I don't know, giving a little bit of the Duggars where it was like, well, the oldest pairs up with the youngest. And it's like, yeah, but like for some of these kids, and I know it's like taking care of siblings as part of being in a big family, but like, I don't know. I just feel like for her oldest daughter, it's like, well, there goes her, you know, teenage years. She's going to be helping raise all of her other siblings while her mom has a newborn.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. But we all know like LD millionaire, be on the lookout.
I mean,
her life, Monica's life continues to be crazy and cameras aren't there. And I wouldn't be surprised if she's like filming stuff herself and it's going to end.
I bet her mom is like pitching, like it's like pimping out this whole thing. Although she claims that no one knew until she said it on the podcast.
Crazy. So let's talk about Rihanna was recently quoted. She did this interview magazine. And like I said, she wanted Monica to come back. She's a huge Bravo fan. Yeah, Bravo. I don't know why we don't have a sit down with Riri on Watch What Happens, but I'm sure they've tried it, but it's coming. So this kind of made me laugh. The interviewer said, do you think that Kyle Richards and Morgan Wade were a couple? And she goes, I mean, duh. Listen, I love Kyle. It's weird commenting on her relationship because I don't know the facts. I just feel like she was able to reobserve her marriage through a new lens. For once, someone else made her feel valued, made her feel like she was cute and quirky and fun and all the great things that maybe were taken for granted before. And that's why I believe there's something with Morgan, because sometimes it takes that for you to fight for what you deserve.
I mean, saying what we're all thinking.
Yeah, saying what we're all thinking. I just love that she like met her at Kemosabe and now is like commenting on her.
She had some great sound bites in that though. Like she was saying like, someone's like, what do you love about LA? And she's like, honestly, my OBGYN. Yeah. Like, and I was like, if you have, like, I get it. I like love my OB. It makes me sad that like I'm done having babies. So I'm not going to like see her as much. Like, I totally get that. And then I also love when she was talking kind of about like her body and how like, the difference in the way she was treated and people wanted her to like show off her body depending on like the size of it. It was a real, it felt like just like she just is as amazing as she is, as famous as she is, as accomplished as she is, like her answers. I'm like, oh, she's just like a real normal person in a way.
Yes. Yeah.
Watching like, Bravo, like the rest of us.
Reminds me all the time. She's like, these are just real people with like crazy circumstances.
Is that the Virgo in me? I don't know.
Honestly, it probably is. I think
yeah,
it is.
I don't know.
It definitely tracks. Let's talk about Bridgerton.
Yes, I'm so excited. So you are on a reading journey. I am on a, not, I don't say non-reading journey. I didn't read any of the books. I know you haven't read Bridgerton yet, right?
I haven't read Bridgerton. And honestly, I don't know that I will go down that journey because I feel like once, I like to read things before I watch it.
Yeah, and it's taints it when it's,
yeah, a little bit.
But I'm so excited for it to come back. I think there's just something about, maybe it's because they have so many like kids as they grow up. Like, I just feel like there's like so many storylines. And when Bridgerton first came out too, I just feel like it was so groundbreaking in the sense of like race wasn't a thing, but it in a good way, like wasn't like, I don't see color type of thing. I don't know. I just was like, it was so groundbreaking, but also like sexual and hot and steamy. And it like,
yes,
they just roped us all in and I can't get enough.
It's the longest burn. Shonda Rhimes, I know the strike has something to do with this, but May 16th, it feels like we've been talking about season 3 for a long ass time. And I know the strike likely had something to do with it, but I hope the next following seasons, like, I hope we get another one at the end of the year. Like, I just.
Yeah, like, don't make us wait quite
I'm
as
being
long.
Greedy. I'm like, tired of waiting for our Bravo shows. I'm just, like, being greedy. I'm like, can
well,
we
we're going to be in a Bravo dry spell. So, I mean, what better to fix a dry spell than Bridgerton?
Oh,
see what I did there?
She's a funny guys. Okay, Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan are still not divorced.
Okay, it's wild because they both have moved on. Like, they're both engaged. Jenna has had a child and is expecting her second child with her new partner. So I didn't realize that their divorce wasn't final. I just thought it was, given the way they both have moved on. But Jenna is claiming and is wanting, like, to basically go to trial that Channing, like, withheld how much he made from Magic Mike royalties, and he wasn't like accurate in like his basically income. And so I'm assuming she is then seeking more support or more like a more of like, I guess, another payment out of it. I will say, like, if he did do that, then like she's entitled to the rightful amount, depending on like whatever they didn't have a prenup, whatever the rules and laws are. But also there's a part of me that's like, it's been 6 years. Like, at some point,
I mean, both ends. Like, it's sad. I feel bad for their child. Like, because it's toxic. I mean, there's still, anytime money, I feel like people fight over money, it brings out the worst to people. And I bet they are the worst versions of themselves. And it just kind of makes me sad for their kid, honestly. But I'm just like, that was like something I was not expecting, that they were still not divorced. I had no idea.
I had to like go look it up. I was like, I had no, yeah, exactly. I'm like, wait, because Jenna is having like her second kid with this guy. Like, I was just like, wait, what? Like, because she had her pregnancy announcement not that long ago. And it kind of blew my mind. And he's engaged to Zoe Kravitz.
So I'm like,
what? You guys are both clearly happy with where you are in life. Like, also, like, again, I know if he's hiding with withholding millions, that's a really shitty thing to do. But I'm also like, Jenna, you're living a pretty nice life yourself. Like, it doesn't seem like your struggle. I don't know. It's like at some point, it's like, how much more do you need?
Yes. I do wonder if I had the type of fame and money that they may have. And again, we're not privy to their finances. But at that point, I always wonder, like, okay, just write the check. Like, I don't know. Like, just
right. Like, what? Time. Like, what are you? You want an extra like $2 million? Like, I'm sure he has more.
I don't know
than
what
that
they're sitting. Really fighting yeah. over. But it's just yeah. I
and this is not knowing all the details, and like none of us will. We're not privy to that. But it just there is a sense of like, at what point do you just move on? You're both clearly happy with other people. Like, your life seems like it's going pretty well.
Yes,
but again, absolutely. If he's now, for all we know, maybe like he said he made $200,000 off of Magic Mike, and then turns out he made like $20 million. And I don't know. Like, I don't know all the details of it. Obviously, her legal team's like supporting her going after this, but it is bad for their
child. It is sad. And I'm curious, like, what we'll see more. But let's end on a little happy note. Kenya Moore is officially coming back to Atlanta, which means we're going to start to get some more information on how they're revitalizing Atlanta. Who's coming, who's going. Like, we all already know Candy's not coming, Portia's coming back. So I'm hoping this means filming is happening soon, but I'm happy that we do know that Portia and Kenya will be back. So that's some happy housewives news for y'all. And you know what? Make it a great day. Don't even make it a bad day. Make it a great day, because why not? And while you're at it, keep things happy and light, leave us a 5-star rating and a written review. We keep teasing it, but guys, we for real do have stuff up our sleeves, and we can't wait to share it with you. So have a great day.